Kick the hour off by welcoming in Lincoln County Commissioners Chris Bruns, Kent Weems. Of course, Commissioner Bruns serves as the chairperson, and Commissioner Weems, the chairperson emeritus of the Lincoln County Commissioners.
That sounds great.
Yeah.
It's a nice title with not a lot of extra work for you, Kent.
I don't see any extra compensation for that, but it sounds wonderful. I was just giving George grief off the air that he didn't bring donuts again.
Oh, darn it.
You know, I stop this nonsense right away because I try to be respectful towards commissioners. And
but it's easier said than done with some of them.
I'm just not into bringing donuts. I just, bring my wit, my charm, and my perceptions, and that's about as much as I can do.
Wow. That's, I won't even go there.
Okay. I should have known I couldn't out-argue a commissioner.
Now, Commissioner Bruns, Commissioner Weems, very busy agenda yesterday for the Lincoln County Commissioners.
Yeah, well, hey, good morning, Tristan. Good morning, George. Good morning, everybody out there listening. Yeah, we had a fairly busy meeting yesterday. It went fairly long. I think we wrapped up a little after 1 p.m. Yesterday afternoon.
Yeah, so, it was kind of a long gig.
One of the longer meetings.
Just, as a note, when I was chair, we wrapped up at 10:15. I mean,
if not sooner.
Yeah, if not sooner.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm getting things done.
Oh. Well.
I guess Emeritus name's going to. I don't know if that's a good idea.
I think one of the more exciting items on the agenda yesterday, Commissioner Bruns, was the conversation we're having about the big celebration we're preparing for.
Yes. So that's a big ticket item. It's something that we've been working on since we started discussion on it late last year. We have a committee that is working on it, comprised of several people throughout the county employees, and it's a big team effort. But we celebrate the 100-year celebration of the old courthouse this year on Wednesday, June 22nd. It's right in the middle of Nebraska Land Day, so we're kind of partnering with Nebraska Land Days in that regard to help market this and create another event for people to be able to attend. And we got a brief on all the things that are going to transpire during that event yesterday. So
really, it sounds like a lot going on.
Yeah,
sounds like an exciting event.
We've got a lot of really fun things for the community. Good family event. We're going to have live music. Rascal Martinez is going to be out there. Kim Baxter is going to be out there. We're going to have ice cream free for the public. A lot of good food for the public for free, bounce houses. We're gonna have a hot air balloon. It's just gonna be a great time overall for people to come out. We're gonna do a couple ceremonies as well. We're gonna have a time capsule ceremony. We're gonna unveil some really cool things for the courthouse that local students in Hershey are working on as a project for Lincoln County. The governor tentatively has agreed to come out and speak. So it's going to be a really fun environment and celebration to ring in another 100 years, hopefully, for this building and the services that the courthouse provides to the public. So,
and Commissioner Weems, you've got to be awfully excited as somebody that was there when the courthouse was built, right?
No.
There we go. Now you go.
We're going off the rails this morning.
Just a little bit.
It must be Zinger Tuesday. Actually, that was Joe Hoogley that was
here. He was sworn in when the courthouse was built. Right?
Something like that.
Better watch out. Joe's out there listening.
Yeah, he is. We have to pick on Joe. He's not here to defend himself. That's the best part.
Yeah, it is.
No, it is exciting, and the building is it's actually a treasure.
Absolutely.
You know, the NACO group, Nebraska Association of County Officials, they work hard at promoting restoration and good care of the courthouses throughout Nebraska, and there's some beautiful courthouses out there. And I'll tell you what, this one's one of the best.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
And the way that it's been preserved, too, have to give a tip of the cap to everybody throughout this past 100 years that's done a great job in keeping it preserved and keeping it kept up.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of a blessing to treasure burn it down. It's a lot better structure than it was then in 1920,
yeah.
1923.
So, and that actually alludes to some of the things that we're going to do. We're going to have tours and kind of tell the the saucy history that has occurred here in Lincoln County.
Yeah.
How exciting.
Just a fun twist on the history. So
kind of a timeline and pictures, I think, if I heard right yesterday.
Yeah.
Sounds great.
Little Chicago, as it was known.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. We're getting back into the Annie Cook days, huh? Yeah.
Tour of the old jail up on the fourth floor.
Oh, somewhere. I've never been up there.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, sounds great.
It's haunted, by the way.
I'm excited.
On my days off, I haunt it.
You're up there on the weekends, Commissioner Weems.
Well, I need a break, right?
A lot of history up there. I want to interject here. A lot of history up there. A lot of big events have happened in that building, and a lot of decisions for the whole county over 100 years.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
You know, that's kind of mind-boggling to think about it. But you get that sense of history when you go in there, especially the older part.
Yes.
And I always feel kind of special when I go in there. And there's some great people in there, I want to say. I've been in newspapers here 20 years, and I go over there, and I always get good service. I always get courteous, helpful people, and just without fail.
Yeah, I mean,
so I just quite a spirit of public service there.
You hit the nail on the head. We have a treasure of a building, but the employees, that's the true treasure of Lincoln County, and they're committed to serving the public and really providing a good service to the taxpayers.
So this would be a chance to come out and kind of say thanks to them too.
Absolutely,
and, show some appreciation and a lot of cool things. Didn't you say, did I hear say Miss Nebraska or Miss Rodeo Nebraska or something might be there tomorrow or for the celebration too?
There's a lot of individuals that are going to be showing up.
Not quite sure yet.
A lot of it is going to get fine-tuned as we move forward.
It's a little early yet to have all the details nailed down, but that sounds great.
Yeah.
It's in a state of flux, George. The committee's reached out to a lot of folks and dignitaries and so forth. Mm-hmm. So that we've got time to put the final touch on it, right?
Yeah.
So. And this will be June 22nd, right?
June 22nd, 3 to 7 p.m.
Awesome, awesome. Awfully exciting. And Commissioner Bruns, the agenda was full yesterday. Some updates on some other county business, too. Early on in the meeting, some conversation on an update with the Lincoln County Ag Society. I believe you're the county commissioner that sits on that board, right?
Yeah, so I'm the liaison to the Ag Society. So I've been abreast of what's going on with the project that they're working on, which is the Linco Ag and Education Center building that they're working on fundraising right now. We got a brief on kind of the schematics of the plan and what they intend to do with that building as it gets constructed, and kind of a situation report on where they're at as far as the progress they're making toward fundraising. And I tell you what, that group is doing a lot. They really support our ag community. It's important for the public to get behind this project. And if you're looking for a good project to support and donate your funds to, this is absolutely a worthwhile endeavor to help out with. So it's costly. I mean, they're dealing with the inflationary pressures that everybody else is. So that building has a pretty hefty price tag, but it's an investment worth making, because what it will do for the ag community, for our 4-H'ers, the fair, and a lot of really good events that we hope to bring into the community in the years that are ahead of us, it's absolutely a treasure.
With a tourism impact too, kind of like you alluded to, Commissioner.
Absolutely. When you look at some of the major events, they can do concerts out there, indoor concerts, get stock shows in. There's a lot of huge variety of things that they can do to help market our area and bring tourism dollars into this community. So,
and Commissioner Weems, you mentioned NACO earlier on in the hour, presentation by NACO yesterday, and some of the big news out of the commissioners meeting yesterday is a conversation on benefit services for county employees.
Yeah, Mike Bowden was NACO. He's the coordinator for benefits and does a great job, keeps us apprised of ways to save money, and we're always looking to maximize efficiencies in government and what, you know, the dollars we are entrusted with. And Mike came out from Lincoln yesterday to talk about an enhanced benefit program that's going to give the employee group the ability to go in and see where they're at, what they have for benefits, enroll online, bring us basically into the 21st century as far as how that system works. It'll be a seamless way to get in there and do things. And And we talked at length about wellness programs and putting incentives in place so that our employees take care of themselves, because scary numbers with diabetes within the NACO group, the employee group. So no one seems to be able to put a finger on why that's there, but we are concerned that our employee group needs to be taking advantage of those wellness opportunities to lose weight and eat properly and so forth. And so this program that NACO is bringing to us is kind of a pilot program. I think there's, what, seven counties?
We're one of six counties. It's something that I've been working with Mike on for a few months now. I'm always looking for ways to bring new technology in to help streamline our process. And absolutely, as Kent alluded to, maximize efficiencies. And so I've been having a conversation with Mike Bowden about this, and Lincoln County is going to be one of the six counties that pilot this program.
Awesome.
And they'll hopefully roll it out statewide to all the counties for an option for them to take advantage of. So,
sounds great. Another example of Lincoln County being on the cutting edge of statewide developments, especially in rural Nebraska.
Yeah, and ideally the goal is with this program and making it more user-friendly for our employees to be able to get on there, we're going to be able to decrease some of the administrative time and the costs associated with that, with some of the administrative clerks in the clerk's office. So allow them to focus on other duties that they have and help cut costs.
Sounds like a win. I don't know how many to count, but it sounds all positive.
Yeah.
Hope it works good.
Yeah. Commissioner Weems, Commissioner Bruns, anything else you gentlemen like to add this morning?
We got a quarterly report from Brandon Meyer.
Yeah.
The busy Brandon Meyer.
Extremely busy Brandon Meyer.
He looked a little tired yesterday.
Yeah.
Right, so.
A little weary. He's been busy the past couple
forever?
Months now.
So. Yeah.
This fire season is just...
All months.
It's been brutal.
He's
earned a couple of extra comp days, I would say.
Yeah, so we are in that red flag warning.
Yeah.
Just ask that everybody be mindful of that.
Some of these fires, there's been reports too, George, that some of these have started with somebody discarding a cigarette.
I keep hearing that, but I can't get any official cause, can you?
No, I've not gotten an official.
Yeah, so I don't know if that's a rumor or they're trying to
pinpoint
on the poor soul that was careless enough to throw out a cigarette.
I know there's some truth to that. We even had some situations in the city where fires almost broke out horribly because somebody discarded a cigarette
improperly. Yeah.
It's just concerning.
There were some thoughts about dry lightning with all that, too. It was a stormy night when that started. And I don't know. Somebody said, too, it seemed like everybody's talking about somebody threw out a cigarette. But, people are going to be careless once in a while.
Yeah.
I think what we really need is rain.
We do.
We need to think about a higher power there instead of trying to point a finger at somebody.
I would agree.
Don't ask Kent to do a rain dance, please.
Well, I don't know. He's an emeritus,
It's hard
to say. But we might have to pay him a little bit.
He doesn't appear to carry much weight. I can tell you, yesterday it was my turn for prayer, and we take that very seriously.
Sure.
And I said a prayer for Fire Chief Trumbull and his family.
Yeah.
And the one and only thing that I asked for beyond that comfort for his family was rain.
Yeah.
We need rain so badly, and we've got so many people that are going to prayer for rain each and every day, and that's and I do believe in the power of prayer, and I think seriously we need to continue to pray for that. We've got to get a break in this, and these firefighters, and they're just exhausted.
Yeah.
These volunteers are just incredible.
They're burning at both ends. That's
they
for
are.
Sure.
They are, and that's when things happen. Bad things happen when you're tired.
Yeah,
and we need just continue to pray.
Yeah. Absolutely. We need more elected officials that believe in the power of prayer, as our Lincoln County commissioners do, I would say, too.
Well, preach, brother.
Yeah. We really do take that seriously. It's been a tradition for probably forever. I don't know. But
100 years.
Yeah, 100 years. Well, yeah, since they burned it down.
Then they
got rid of the
They got converted at that time.
Yeah.
They just said, maybe we better.
Exactly. Baptism by fire.
Yeah, I suppose.
Yeah. But no, all the commissioners take it very seriously, and we seek guidance, but pray for rain.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen.
Commissioner Bruns, Commissioner Weems, appreciate the time, gentlemen.
Thank you.
You.